Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. There's a children's story series called The Borrowers by Mary Norton. The borrowers are little people, only a few inches tall, who live and hide in our homes much like mice. And those small items that are always disappearing from our houses, you know, things like safety pins and matchboxes, you didn't misplace them. They disappeared as a result of their borrowing. And Norton tells the story of how the narrator's little brother discovered the borrowers. She writes, "Everything they had was borrowed. They had nothing of their own at all. Nothing. In spite of this, they were touchy and conceited, and thought they owned the world. They thought human beings were just invented to do the dirty work, great slaves put there for them to use. At least, that's what they told each other. But my brother said that underneath, he thought they were frightened. It was because they were frightened, he thought, that they had grown so small. Each generation had become smaller and smaller and more hidden." This is a fitting description, I think, of how we often act in our world. We live as those who are frightened, hoarding and fearful that we will not have enough, and fearful of God, hiding from Him even as we use His things, seeing Him as an ends to our means instead of our loving Creator. And as we live this way, we grow smaller and smaller and more fearful. Do you ever struggle to reconcile God's goodness and His greatness? Perhaps God has withheld from you something you wanted or felt you deserved. Do you struggle because you feel small in a dangerous world? Do you feel the need to hide? Listen to Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10. David writes, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." It is interesting the situation that this psalm arises from. David's actually hiding in a cave because Saul is seeking to kill him. And David's done nothing to deserve this. In fact, God had promised David blessing. But that's not what David is seeing in his life. Yet David is not upset about having to hide in a dark cave. He doesn't see the cave as his refuge. No, he sees himself as blessed and happy because the Lord is his refuge. And he calls us to taste and see that God is good. Isn't that a shocking thing to hear from a man on the run who had so few supplies he was eating showbread? And yet David has a picture of something greater that God has in store for his people. The good gifts for David, however few, are not the ends. They're just tastes of a great feast to come. And he tells us to fear the Lord because those who fear the Lord lack nothing. And he repeats it and says those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So what does David mean by this fear? Well, it is fear that is reverent, in awe of a huge God who is our Creator and our Sustainer. But the believer's fear goes deeper because you see obedient humility despite the situations and circumstances. There is a fear that we will grieve God if we don't trust Him. That's quite the opposite view of the borrowers who set their needs up as supreme. And what happens when we make our needs supreme? What happens when there's something you want and God says, wait? Well, you get angry at God, and you make the need greater than Him. And do you see what happens? When our needs become our gods, then our Heavenly Father simply becomes our servant to get us our needs. And we end up living fearful, anxious lives. My friends, we don't have to live that way. I want to close our 2-week series on fear of the Lord with one of my favorite promises that Jesus gave us. In Luke 12:32, Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Did you get what Jesus said? God is our shepherd, God is our Father, and God is our King. In one small promise, we have three massive truths that speak to God's greatness and his goodness. As a shepherd, God seeks us out and he guides us through life. As a father, he loves us and disciplines us for our good. And as a king, he rules and defends us. And then let your knees knock as you consider the way Jesus says your father's looking at you right now. Do you see your father is smiling? It is your father's good pleasure. It is God's delight to give you the kingdom. And our good God simply asks you to believe, receive, and rest in that glorious truth. Remember who you are and who you belong to.